Light of Life Radio now presents the first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration.
Well, thank you once again for coming to this first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle. The first Saturday, a very special day set apart to honor the Mother of God. We have with us today a very special person, the Archbishop of Denver, the hosting diocese for the Holy Father's visit of August in 93, Most Reverend Francis Stafford. Your Excellency, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Jerry. I'm very happy to be here.
You know, this is our first Saturday program, and we talked about it before, but Denver's patroness is who?
The patroness, of course, is Mary under her title of the Immaculate Conception. Mm-hmm. We are a diocese that is very close to the Hispanic people. We have over 230,000 Hispanic people. So there is a very close relationship between our cathedral, which is named the Immaculate Conception, and the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, who is the patroness of the Americas.
We have this picture that we have of Holy Father coming to Denver, but then we see his coat of arms, and we see the cross, and then the M, and then Totus Tuus under there. So the Holy Father has just a tremendous devotion of Mother of God, doesn't he?
He does. And it's one that has been an inspiration, I think, for the whole church. He is calling us to a genuine, forthright commitment to Jesus Christ, which means to the will of our Father. And there could be no one that could illustrate that better than the woman, the new Eve, the one who is whose life is a total pattern for the entire church, whose maternal faith indicates the nature of our church and its goal, that is to call forth children, sons, daughters in Christ, through Christ. So our Holy Father has called us, after the Second Vatican Council, to a deeper penetration into the mystery of Mary, the Mother of God, especially with that title. Mary, who is also the mother of the church. You've seen, Jerry, I'm sure, in St. Peter's Square, that new great mosaic that identifies Mary as the mother of the church.
And that's amazing. It's the first time that you would think outside of St. Peter's there would be some statue or picture of Mary, but there was never one there before until then.
That's right. Yeah, I had not. Statues on the top.
Nothing of, you would think that Mary would be up there with... There is no imagery of Mary out in St. Peter's outside. Of course, the great Piazza, as you come in, is the greatest image you see, but outside, and the Holy Father had that put up there, Totus Tuus, all yours, my mother, underneath that.
The Holy Father's devotion, I think, to Mary has enkindled the whole church to a renewal of devotion to the Mother of God, which means a renewal of devotion to our understanding of her faith. You know, what we are attempting to do in the Archdiocese of Denver is to call more and more people to that ancient prayer, the Angelus, to recite the Angelus each day in the morning, noon, and at six in the evening, and to the mystery and the pattern of the Angelus in each of the different phrases. So I think one of the greatest ways, besides the rosary, to rekindle our understanding of the role of Mary within our church and of Mary in the life of our Holy Father is to reflect upon the Angelus, which he himself recites frequently publicly.
Because, the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and here you start to move through the greatest event, Mary's yes. And that the incarnation, so the Angelus is reminding of this, of this greatest event.
It's God's initiative. It's God's word, God's revelation, coming to Mary. The angel came and announced to her. Then we have this wonderfully subtle response of Mary. It's not that she said, "Yes, I choose to do what you have said." It's not that aggressive American Western style. It's that quiet, almost holy indifference in which she says, be it done to me according to thy word,
right.
Which is the prototypical, it's to be the pattern of the response of every Christian. We are to be open to wherever God's love calls us, and to whatever God's love, even to suffering, especially to suffering. I mean, Mary's life was a life in which her heart was pierced by a sword. We know this mm-hmm. wonderful mystery of her sorrows.
Right.
And then finally, it's not the final part of the Angelus is the fruit of that synergesis, that cooperation mm-hmm. between the divine initiative and the human feminine response that is the pattern of all human response, whether it's male or female. And the fruit of all of that is the word was made flesh. Yes. And we contemplate that. Mm-hmm. It's not that we are now to go out and to serve others because God has called us and we have chosen to respond to God. But first we are called to contemplate the mystery of the word made flesh. Only then, after we contemplate the beauty of that ineffable sacrament mm-hmm. of Christ's presence among us, are we then to go out and to practice love of neighbor.
That's right. So it's loving God first with all of our hearts, all of our soul, all of our being, and loving our neighbor as ourself.
Yes.
Or as Christ loved us. Mm-hmm. Those two loves must be there, but the first must be God.
Yes.
Without that, the next love will never bear fruit.
So much of our time is taken up with mm-hmm. what is technically called orthopraxis. That is, what is truly proper for a Christian is to be found only in the way he or she acts, whereas orthodoxy is how one properly worships,
mm-hmm.
and one properly worships by contemplating in faith the mystery of God's initiative in the enfleshment, the incarnation mm-hmm. of the eternal Son of God, by the seeing of that and looking upon it and gaining knowledge from mm-hmm. that. So the great mystery of the Angelus is that it calls us to orthodoxy, that is right worship,
right.
rather than an immediate involvement in orthopraxis, mm-hmm. that is right acting out.
So often people say, well, you're not so perfect. You're a big hypocrite, so why pray? Well, we all fall, and, you know, God said how many times you're to forgive, you know, 77 times 7. But you always hear that reaction, well, you're not doing so good, so why pray at all? Why be a hypocrite? That seems what the world is telling us.
Yes. Of course, Mary's life, the mother of Jesus, the mother mm-hmm. of God's life, in the Gospel of St. Luke and the Gospel of John, speaks about how one is to pray.
Mm-hmm.
That is, Mary is to take all of these wonders, that is, as she perceived the incarnation of the Son of God among her, in her life, to reflect upon it, to take it into her heart. Mary pondered all of these things in her heart.
Yes.
And of course, she stood beneath the cross of Christ, and there we learn the secret of Mary of Nazareth, mm-hmm. that she lived out the fiat, that the be it done unto me in its full unfolding, all of its great tragedy, at least in terms of human mm-hmm. perspectives. That is, that she said yes to Christ's openness to whatever his Father willed, including his death. So the secret of Mary is a call to finally say fiat to Christ's death and to our engagement in that death by saying yes to it and to our own will to God, whatever God's will is for mm-hmm. us in our own lives.
God bless you, Your Excellency. It's a beautiful meditation for this first Saturday, and I know Mother Teresa put it so beautifully that we should be responding to God by saying yes in every given moment, whether we're called to the cross or called to great success, wherever we are, we say yes to God. And this is the heart of living the grace of the present moment, offering every moment to the Lord.
You are listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the first Saturday, Light of the World Cenacle, by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700 or at info@afc.org.
To review the first Saturday formula for peace, let us look at the intention. Making reparation for the insults, sacrileges, and indifferences committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What are these offenses? Our Lord told Sister Lucia that there are five. The blasphemies against the Immaculate Conception of His Mother, against Mary's virginity, against the divine maternity, refusing at the same time to accept Mary as the mother of all mankind. And those who try to publicly implant in children's hearts indifference, contempt, and even hate against the Immaculate Mother of God. And fifth, those who insult her directly in her statues. Now the promise that Our Lady gave Sister Lucia, and Sister Lucia told this to Pope Pius XII in a letter on December 2, 1940. She said, "Our Blessed Mother promises to assist the persons who will practice this devotion in the hour of their death with all the necessary graces for their salvation." Now, the conditions for the first Saturday Communion of Reparation are, first of all, confession within a reasonable period of time, Holy Communion, meditation for 15 minutes on the mysteries of the Rosary, which we're going to do, and then saying the Rosary, and doing this for five consecutive first Saturdays. This is the key. Now we're going to be listening to Mother Teresa of Calcutta and Pope John Paul II at the close of this program. They'll be giving their spiritual insights, and again, Our Lady of Fatima specifically asked Sister Lucia for 15-minute meditations on one or more of the mysteries of the Rosary. So let us imitate Pope John Paul and enter into this meditation as we say our Rosary. Please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and He sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
For the intentions of our Holy Father, the Pope, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Let us now meditate on the first joyful mystery, the mystery of the Annunciation to Mary in the incarnation of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please be seated. The second joyful mystery, the Visitation. We pray for an increased love of neighbor.
And moved by the desire to assist her kinswoman, Mary set out with a caravan bound for Ein Karim and the house where the aged couple had dwelt since leaving Jerusalem. I myself had not seen Zachary from the day of his misfortune in the temple, when the power of speech was taken from him for doubting the angel's prophecy. But I am told he bore his punishment with good-hearted resignation. Perhaps he felt it was a small price to pay for the great gift God was about to bestow upon him through Elizabeth.
It is Mary! Mary! Elizabeth. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
It has been revealed to you, Elizabeth.
As soon as your greeting sounded in my ears, the child in my womb leaped for joy. How have I deserved to be thus visited by the mother of my Lord?
I am but his handmaid. My soul does magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him.
And what shall your son be called, Zachary?
He shall be called John.
John? But why John?
They have no kinsman named John.
An only son and not called after his father?
Peace, peace, my friends. It is for Zachary to say what the child shall be called. Zachary, what do you wish to call him? John is his name.
John?
He wants the child to be called John.
Not Zachary, but John.
Then that is your wish. And you, Elizabeth?
His name shall be John, as the angel of the Lord commanded it.
So be it. Blessed be God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.
Praise be God.
Let him speak.
He is no longer mute.
Let him speak. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. He has raised up a scepter of salvation in the house of his servant David. He has sworn an oath to our father Abraham that he would enable us to live without fear in his service, delivered from the hands of our enemies, passing all our days in holiness. And you, my child, will be known for a prophet of the Most High, going before the Lord to prepare his way for him. You will make known to his people salvation, that is, to release them from their sins. To give light to those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Please kneel. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please be seated. The third joyful mystery, the birth of our Lord. We pray for the grace of detachment from the things of this world.
It is the same constellation. But the star is no longer there.
We are moving slightly south of Jerusalem.
How far is the city itself?
2, perhaps 3 hours.
Might the star's disappearance mean the new king has already been born?
In Jerusalem?
It is the throne of Herod.
And his son would be a king.
Do you have sleeping quarters?
For just the two of you?
Yes.
I think so.
I had almost given up hope. Bethlehem is the city of my birth, but we have looked everywhere, and
I can put you in the common room. You will have a dry floor to lie on.
You must not think I'm ungrateful, but my wife is with child, and
you need privacy.
Yes. Her time is nearly come.
I would help you if I could, but there is no room here. And I cannot think unless
anything.
It is a poor substitute, but I have a stable.
A stable? Yes, yes, thank you.
I have spoken with the priests and elders of my council in regard to this prophesied ruler whom you seek. He will be no son of mine.
Do you put trust in the prophecies, King Herod?
Yes. But he will be a spiritual monarch, a messiah. The promised prophet sprung from David.
But was not David a king?
Centuries ago. This new monarch is sent from God. He poses no threat to me.
Is there no mention in your prophecies of the manner or place in which the child will be born?
My counsel tells me he is to be born of a virgin and called Emmanuel, God with us. And that the place of his birth is set forth in the oracles of Micaeus. And you, Bethlehem, are far from the least among the princes of Judah. For out of you will arise a leader who is to be the shepherd of my people, Israel.
Bethlehem.
It calls him a ruler?
But a spiritual ruler. The Prince of Peace. Sent from the Most High.
Then worthy of our homage? Oh,
truly worthy. And of mine. Go to Bethlehem and inquire carefully for the child. And when you have found him, bring me back word so that I too may come and worship him.
Over Bethlehem.
Make haste.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For in the city of David, a Savior is born to you, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger.
David, that is Bethlehem.
A babe in a manger who is Christ the Lord.
Let us go quickly.
Why are you here?
An angel of God appeared to us to say that an infant Savior was born.
Christ, the Lord,
born tonight
and wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger.
He is born. Come.
Please kneel. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please be seated. Let us now meditate on the fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of our Lord in the temple. We pray for an increase in the virtue of obedience. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of our Lord in the temple. We pray for that grace of a holy fear of ever offending our Lord and losing him through our sins, and the grace of humility to come back to him through the sacrament of penance. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please kneel. Glorious Saint Joseph, spouse of the Immaculate Virgin, obtain for me and all the members of my family and loved ones a confident, sinless, generous, and patient heart, in perfect resignation to the divine will. Be our guide, Father, and model throughout life, that we may merit a death like yours in the arms of Jesus and Mary. Help us, Saint Joseph, in our earthly strife, to fulfill our responsibilities and ever to lead a pure and blameless life. Heavenly Father, please ask the Holy Spirit, who resides in the innermost recesses of my soul, to help me to call to mind all of my sins and faults. Help me to detach myself from these faults and sins, so that I can be a useful instrument in the hands of the Most Holy Family to achieve your distinctive plan for my life. Let me now pause for a few moments to think of my sins, faults, and omissions. Prayer number 9. O my God,
I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to release the poor soul of one of our loved ones from purgatory. For each of us who received your Son in Holy Communion this day, and we ask these souls being released to pray continually that our families and the members and families of the apostolate do your will.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Let us call to mind the teaching of the Second Vatican Council concerning the presence of Mary, the Mother of God, in the mystery of Christ and on the chair of the Church. Let us recall in particular the following words. The Blessed Virgin advanced in her pilgrimage of faith and loyally persevered in her union with her Son unto the cross, where she stood in keeping with the divine plan. Mary's pilgrimage of faith. It is precisely at the foot of the cross that this pilgrimage of faith, which began at the Annunciation, reaches its high point, its culmination. There it is united with the agony of Mary's maternal heart, suffering grievously with her only begotten son, she lovingly consented to the immolation of this victim, which she herself had brought forth. At the same time, the agony of her maternal heart also represents a fulfillment of the words of Simeon, and you yourself shall be pierced with a sword. Surely, these prophetic words express the divine plan by which Mary is destined to stand at the foot of the cross.
We read in the Gospel that God loved the world so much, that very word so much, that he gave his son Jesus to come, to prove that love, to teach us how to love, and to be able that the Son of God becomes like us in all things except sin. He chose Mary, the most pure, so small, so pure, so completely weak human being, but pure as crystal. Her purity drew the tenderness of God's love. And the angel came to her with this wonderful news, the good news, that she had been chosen. And she, so simple, so beautiful, so pure, didn't understand. But when he explained to her that she was full of grace, that she was pleasing to the Father, immediately she said, "Be done to me according to thy word." She accepted the word of God through this angel. The angel was also a creature of God. She accepted. And this is so striking, on the obedience of Mary. Such a big thing God had asked her to do, to become a mother, knowing that she was a virgin, that she had offered her virginity to him. Yet Mary, in her humility, in a total surrender to God, in obedience, she accepted to obey God through this angel, Gabriel angel, who came and gave her the message. Something so beautiful that God chose a woman to be the mother of God.
You have been listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the First Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, either for yourself or your family or friends, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700 or email info@afc.org. Or you can contact LOL Radio at 304-598-0026 or 740-296-5758.